Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. I totally neglected this on our Monday show. I totally forgot, and it just didn't. It just kind of slipped my mind that we had over the weekend surpassed 2 years. 2 years under the governance of Donald J. Trump. And I started to think back of all the great things that had happened in the last 2 years. Eliminate the controversy and the breaking news on CNN, all of that stuff. And you strip all of that away and you look at the accomplishments of this president. I can't recall a president with this sort of accomplishment. And here to celebrate, as we should have done probably yesterday, but we didn't, is my friend Kayleigh McEnany, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. She joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Kayleigh, how you been? Happy New Year.
I'm doing great. How are you? Happy New Year.
Let me just ask you, this thing came and went rather quietly, the 2 years under President Donald J. Trump. But I think back and I look at the accomplishments, just the accomplishments, strip away all the other BS that's out there. This president is maybe one of the most, maybe the most successful president in his first 2 years in the history of our country.
Oh, I think that's absolutely the case. You know, Heritage Foundation found about a year and a half in that he was outpacing Ronald Reagan and implementing the conservative agenda. And that's true. I mean, you look at all he has done, from two Supreme Court justices, a litany of federal court judges to make conservative judicial thought for a lifetime. It's pretty huge. You think about TPP being rescinded, the Paris Climate Accord, you know, ISIS finally being on the run, the economy. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Every day he continues to achieve, and every day the mainstream media fails to take notice, but I think the American people do.
Well, it was interesting that yesterday people like Benny Thompson, people like Hakeem Jeffries, used the Martin Luther King Day celebration to make a vicious, racist attack on our president. Hakeem Jeffries calling him the wizard, the Grand Wizard at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, a reference to the KKK. This president has done more than any previous president just in the last 50 years for African Americans. You look at by every measure, African Americans are better off. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're exactly right. You look at historic low African American unemployment and Hispanic unemployment, too. look at job opportunities, the amount of people who are now able to start small businesses, the amount of people now seeing their wages go up at the fastest pace in 10 years. So there's no denying the fact that this president has given more opportunity, more access to the American dream, to all Americans, people of color, to minority communities, to women. He really has opened up the job market, and to use yesterday to attack the president, it's despicable. The president was very reverent, laid that beautiful wreath in front of Martin Luther King Jr.'s memorial, and it was a beautiful act to salute a hero.
And yet they criticized him because he only spent 2 minutes there and he never mentioned Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s name. Should he have stayed 4 minutes, 6 minutes, 10 minutes, 12 minutes? What should he have done?
Well, that's the thing. Nothing will ever be good enough. He could have spent the entire day there and the entire week. And nevertheless, nothing would be enough because the name of the game is hate President Donald Trump, attack President Donald Trump. Nothing could have been good enough. So it doesn't matter the number of minutes, what words were said. Nothing would ever be good enough, unfortunately.
I want to take you into some current events and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying that the system that allows billionaires is, quote, immoral. Is she talking about billionaires like what, George Soros or Michael Bloomberg? Which billionaires is she talking about?
Exactly. It's a great question. And I heard a really great point made by Charles Payne over at the Fox Business Network. You know, he said, you want to talk about billionaires, let's talk about it. Let's talk about Hugo Chavez's child, who's a billionaire. He went through all of these different socialist dictators whose children, whose family members are billionaires. And then meanwhile, their populations are living in poverty. And he went on to say that he's someone who came from the inner city and went on to become a millionaire in his own right, thanks to America, thanks to the American dream. So she wants to talk about billionaires. Perhaps she should look at the system she professes, because it makes a whole lot of billionaires out of the governing class and a whole lot of very, very poor individuals, like in Venezuela, where they're literally having to eat pets or to flee the border to get food and sustenance.
So we've been wrestling on the program just over the last 90 minutes about, you know, what this all means. We know that there are people on the left who are hell-bent on destroying the capitalist system. I grew up, and I'm sure you grew up, in an era when you aspired to wealth. You weren't jealous about it. You weren't envious of it. You said, what can I take from what, you know, Paul Allen or Bill Gates or any of these people, Steve Jobs, you know, how can I model my life and maybe take something that they did so I can one day be a billionaire? But apparently that's been lost on people, and now it's destroy capitalism. Is that the direction we're headed?
Oh, definitely. And it's so unfortunate because, you look, we are a very generous society. I go back to my father, who grew up in a single-parent home. His dad passed away, and his mom had access to government assistance for a short time. It was a hand up, not a handout. She got on her feet, worked, supported two boys who went on to start businesses in their own right. And that's the American dream for every American out there. We're a generous country, but we're one that says, we'll give you a hand up, not a handout. And we expect people to work. And when you work hard, you can make great success in this country. And it's very sad that the system that has worked for so many and is working all across the country is now derided. And they want to change in the system to follow the disastrous path of socialist countries across the globe.
We've seen rolled out just in the last week a whole list of folks that on the left that are running for president. Are we going to be hearing a lot in this 2020 campaign about capitalism? Is that the direction we're headed, that we're going to have a big national debate?
Yeah, I actually think that's the case. You're going to hear a lot about socialism from the Democratic debate stage, but it will come disguised. It will become cloaked in the terms Medicare for all and free college and universal basic income and these clever little terms that really disguise what it is. In aggregate, it's the government essentially controlling several of the means of production, and in doing so, controlling several industries, running them into the ground, and costing the American taxpayer a whole lot of money that we don't have. So we're going to hear it disguised. And then I think that we will definitely be having a national debate on this as 2020 approaches. We could very well see a scenario where it's a capitalist Donald Trump versus a socialist like Bernie Sanders, which is a terrifying thought.
Again, Kaylee McEnany joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. We are at ground zero here in Nevada, the latest on the government shutdown. Believe it or not, we've got a bad guy in custody, Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman, who supposedly murdered, or at least law enforcement believes he was involved in the murders of at least four people, maybe more. He was an illegal immigrant. He is now under in custody. Even the president is tweeting out about this. Does this gentleman, Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman, become the face of the shutdown talk and the immigration reform talk?
You know, I would hope so. I would hope that he and others who have killed innocent Americans, like the poor officer who lost his life out in California as well, there are many examples. I'd like to think that they've become the face of change. Looking at that and seeing that these individuals should never have been in this country and changing it so no future Americans die at the hands of someone who shouldn't be here. I'd like to think that would be the case, but unfortunately what happens is when we find out the killer is an illegal immigrant, all too often the mainstream media fails to report it, stops talking about the story, everyone moves on, and then another individual, another innocent, loses their life. So, you know, I'd like to think so. I'm so glad the president's putting a spotlight on the tragedy that happened in your state, but I really wish the rest of the mainstream media would do so as well.
Yeah, yeah. Why are they not reporting this? I do not know. Your phone may be blowing up. My phone just blew up. John Kerry in Davos is urging President Trump to, quote, resign, quote, he doesn't take any of this seriously, unquote. John Kerry does not have a leg to stand on, does he?
No, John Kerry doesn't. John Kerry's a failed presidential candidate. He's someone who I don't take very seriously when you consider his record as Secretary of State, really empowering our enemies at the expense of our allies and our country. No, he's not someone who we can look to for sage wisdom and advice. So it's probably him trying to remain relevant and get his name in the headlines and nothing more than that.
I voted for the $87 billion before I voted against it. Oh, my God. I just can't.
Right.
I can't get enough of them. I want to ask you, though, because you're close to the action in our nation's capital, and I'm curious, do you see anywhere at day, 31, I think, on the government shutdown, is there anything happening? Is anybody talking? Does anybody have a solution?
You know, unfortunately, not at the moment. I think, though, take that back a bit, because I do think the president has a solution, but, you know, one that the Democrats are going to accept, we'll see. I know right now it's on the Senate floor, Mitch McConnell putting it to a vote, the president's compromise plan, giving temporary DACA relief in exchange for the border wall and several other provisions. And I know that Joe Manchin, Democratic senator, of course, said that he thought the president's compromise could resolve the government shutdown. So if we could get some more Democrats on board like him, pass this through the Senate, there will be immense pressure on Nancy Pelosi to pass this. So we'll see. I hope so, because this is a great plan, and it's one that the Democrats voted on every single element of at one time or another.
And by the way, Manchin, has he committed to voting for the package?
You know, when I looked yesterday, I didn't see a commitment just yet.
Okay.
I think his commentary came just before the vote was announced, but he made those comments in the wake of Saturday's announcement.
And then we need six others. We need seven altogether. Do you think there are seven total votes that can get us over the top?
I do, and the reason why, I think Doug Jones is another one, Alabama Democratic senator up for re-election. The New York Times had a piece out, a rare, truthful moment for the New York Times, saying he could lose his Senate seat if he doesn't seem strong in supporting the wall. So that's another. And I think once you get a few Democrats, you start seeing breaks in the ranks. Several Democrats, Senator Merkley, for example, has said, oh, walls are not immoral. Yes, barriers do work. So we've had Democrats admit that they're on board with the substance, at least in part. So I think if a few crack, you might see a few others do so as well.
I want to ask you, because the word immoral has come up in the news over the last 48 hours. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Nancy Pelosi, one talking about billionaires in our midst, the other talking about a wall as being immoral. Since when did Democrats become the experts on immorality or morality?
Yeah, it's a good question you ask, because I would not consider the Democratic Party the gauge for morality, particularly when you consider their thoughts on abortion, some of them late-term abortion. But yeah, I guess they are the new gauge on morality. And the ironic part of all of this is that while they're so immoral, I'm still waiting on Nancy Pelosi to have a bill on the House floor to tear down the walls, the barriers that we currently have on our southern border. I've not seen that yet. But if walls are immoral now, they were immoral then, and they should all come down. And Eric Swalwell, by the way, had a very hard time answering Neil Cavuto on that point. He basically said walls in the past are not immoral, but future walls are. Tell me how that logic works.
That makes absolutely no sense. when and where will the president get to deliver a State of the Union speech?
Yeah, this is a great question. Reporting indicates that he wants to give it in Congress. Perhaps if Nancy Pelosi blocks him in the House, he can then go to the Senate. But from what I saw, from the reports I saw, he wants to give it in Congress. So hopefully Nancy Pelosi allows the president to do what is his constitutional duty, and that's to give the State of the Union. But if she doesn't, I'm sure Mitch McConnell would have his doors open.
They might have to squeeze him in. Might have to squeeze him in, but I'll bet you they could do it. Wayne Allen Root, who is my colleague here in Las Vegas, nationally syndicated columnist and talk show host, he has the idea. Let's take it down to the border. Let's take the speech down to the border and let him do it in front of an invitation-only crowd.
Yeah, I did hear that suggestion. I thought it was a pretty brilliant one. You know, surround yourself with angel moms and dads.
Yep.
People who have lost their lives to illegal immigrants. You know, that would be a very powerful image, and especially at a national stage, it would, I think, give a lot of Americans a window into the tragedy that their fellow Americans face and that needs to end. So I think it's a brilliant suggestion by Wayne Allen Root.
Hey, it's always good talking with you. I'm glad we got together early in the month. We will talk again soon. Thanks so much. Always fun.
Sounds good, Kevin. Thanks.
That's Kayleigh McEnany, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. Whoops, hang on one second here. We're just trying to drop the call. There we go. There we go. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. We're going to take a break. We are live and local now.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today. 702-625-4334. 702-625-4334. That's 702-625-4334 or peakhealthlife.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today, 702-625-4334, 702-625-4334, that's 702-625-4334, or peakhealthlife.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I turn on the tube, where I see a whole lot of people crying. Don't blame me. They point the crooked little fingers at everybody else. Spend all the time feeling sorry for themselves.
It is live and local now. Get over it. Yeah, get over it. Great to have you with us. Coming up in our next half hour, I always get kind of excited. You know, we had, who was it? Was it Bob that was the first-time caller? I forget who it was that was the first-time caller. It was Frederick. And he was just spot on. That's what we do on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you get to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We normally, for the first 2.5 hours of the show, we tell you what we're going to be talking about. It is always topical, means it's today's news. It's compelling. It's something you actually care about. And most importantly, it's got to be entertaining. It's got to hold people's interest. That's what we do on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Except we let you determine what is topical, what is compelling, and what is entertaining. We turn the program over to you. I know it's scary, isn't it? And all my former program directors always said, no, don't you dare turn the program over to the people. Hey, the people are what makes this program go, okay? We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now.
Hey, baby, your hair's all right. Hey, baby, let's go out.
So good to have you with us live and local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Here's how we do it. We try and keep it as simple as possible. If there's something you want to talk about, even if it's something that we haven't talked about, or maybe something we talked about a week ago and our lines were jammed and you couldn't get through, that's okay. We'll give you the opportunity to talk about it. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call me, 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can actually help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now. Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. You want to save even more money? That's okay. You want to save more money on real water? You can. Try Real Water Home Delivery. I'm a client. It's so cool. In fact, I think today is delivery day. Either today or tomorrow is delivery day. And they deliver it right to your front door. And they save you tons of dough in the process. You want to check it out? RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. That's RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. Okay. A guy that has the best solution. And in fact, I think one of our previous callers may have alluded to it, but we found it. Emmanuel Cleaver. This is cut 8, by the way. Emmanuel Cleaver is formerly my mayor when I lived in Kansas City back in the day. Back in like the, early to mid-90s, somewhere like that. He was the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. And so I'm very, very familiar with Emmanuel Cleaver. He was on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business yesterday. And I want you to listen. This is kind of the roadmap to get to a settlement. It has nothing to do with a Senate vote. But this is what Emmanuel Cleaver, a reverend, a former mayor, now a congressman from Kansas City. This was his solution, kind of the roadmap to a settlement.
We all are going to have to give something. I think Democrats are wanting to give us.
Well, let me ask you this, Congressman. You try to be very level-headed about this, try not to get too extreme in either camp on this. But do you think, as Nancy Pelosi does, that a wall, any wall, is immoral?
No, I mean, an inanimate object can be moral.
All right,
or immoral.
So that position, and by the way, many others disagree with her on that. If she were open to a wall, and the president were open, non-DACA, you might say, revisiting old positions that each had, then we have the makings of a potential agreement here, right?
Well, yes. The problem, of course, is that, it goes back to the first point I made, and that is, so why would we want to trust the president unless Mitch McConnell or somebody comes up and says, I guarantee that this deal is going to be signed by the president, because we've been that place before.
But so are Democrats with the president, right? Democrats who supported a wall or something like it who are now reversing themselves. Someone's got to hold hands and mutually jump off the cliff together, right?
Yeah, I mean, I voted for the wall before.
Right.
Not the wall. I voted for a security that included some parts of a barrier where it's appropriate. But I don't think that's the issue as much as it is getting caught out here as we did before, having made a deal and the president backed out. Now, look, I'm willing to, and I think everybody else is as well, make compromises. But why can't we get the federal workers back on the job every day? And it's a little personal with me. I've got family members who are struggling out here and parishioners, frankly. I think if they're going back to work, it's much easier to sit down and make a deal.
Well, it depends on who you're trying to make a deal with. If you're trying to make a deal with somebody, and by the way, that was Emmanuel Cleaver. Yeah. If you're trying to make a deal with somebody that says, I'm not willing to negotiate, I don't care if you wrote the book, The Art of the Deal, or not. You can't negotiate with somebody that will not negotiate. Period. That's what says. Go to George. George, you're up. You're on Live and Local Now, our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the billionaires that everybody's confused about, where these billionaires come from.
Yes.
Like Dianne Feinstein, these senators, like, for instance, Dianne Feinstein in California, they cut deals with the Chinese communist government, and they're making hundreds of millions of dollars. And there's no human rights in China. They just made new concentration camps for the Christians and the Falun Gong. And even Muslims are being thrown in these camps. Anybody that believes in God, like Stalin was in Russia when he killed 8 million people in the Ukraine. And I'm concerned about what's happening down south. I don't think our media is telling us, why are these people running for their lives trying to get over here?
Well, it's rather simple. We've got jobs. unless you live in the city of Chicago, you know, we've got relative safety. The drug cartels can't reach us. Well, they've reached us, and MS-13 has reached us, and a whole bunch of folks have reached us. By the way, there's been a controversy in just the last couple of days. Rudy Giuliani has walked back some of the stuff he said originally about the president, about collusion with the Russians, and people are jumping all over Rudy Giuliani, who I've gone on record on this radio program many, many times, saying he is one of the two or three best surrogates for the president, along with Newt Gingrich, Kellyanne Conway. I even think Sean Spicer, when he wasn't press secretary, was a pretty good surrogate for the president. But it's interesting, now they're going after the messenger. Have you noticed just in the last 24 hours, the left has shifted? And in fact, I'll tell you what, let's go to cut five. Well, and in fact, let's begin with cut four, because this will set the whole thing up. Jerry Connolly is a congressman from Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, 11th District, was on with Wolf Blitzer. This is cut four. And he compares Rudy Giuliani. It's kind of comical if it wasn't so sad. He compares Rudy Giuliani to a crazy uncle.
The current lawyer, a personal lawyer for the president, Rudy Giuliani, now says that any potential Trump Tower deal in Moscow, he says it's a minor matter, says the president wouldn't have any recollection about when those discussions began or ended. What do you make of the president's attorney, Giuliani, now shifting his story multiple times over the past 24 hours?
It's been a remarkable thing to see, and one wonders if everything's all right with Rudy Giuliani, or is this a Machiavellian plan to sort of seed the ground for a huge retreat? I think it's a combination, but they've retreated on the issue.
Let me impress you. When you say if everything's all right with Giuliani, what do you suggest?
He sounds like a crazy old uncle in contradicting himself and in admitting things that heretofore the White House and Mr. Giuliani have steadfastly, absolutely denied. No collusion. Now all of a sudden, well, there was maybe collusion, but just not with the president himself. Trump Tower, absolutely not. Nothing was going on during the campaign. Well, maybe it went through October and November. You mean when he was getting elected president? They were still negotiating? And then the whole question of, you know, BuzzFeed's assertion that Mr. Cohen was coached to lie. And that was, parts of that were denied by Mueller. But now we have an admission by Giuliani that maybe they were talking. We just don't know what. And certainly he didn't coach him to lie. So there's a lot of retreat going on here by Giuliani that makes one wonder, are you seeding the ground for serious legal admissions that heretofore you denied?
Okay. We'll continue this story. Also, we'll get to your calls. Those of you ringing in, we'll get you screened and ready to go. You want to join us? I got one line open. That's all I got. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. We're going to take a quick break. More to come as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is live and local now.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today, 702-625-4334, 702-625-4334, that's 702-625-4334, or peakhealthlife.com.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. At Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers. It's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political. It's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political. It's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Final segment of the day. Don't forget tomorrow, Chuck Muth. He will preview an event that is coming later this week. And it involves candidates. It's a boot camp for candidates. I mean, everybody says, you know, I've been thinking about running for... You need to be a part of this thing. It's that good. Nah, it trust me, it is that good. Let's go to JD. JD, you're up. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What's on your mind today, JD?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I haven't been around the radio for the last couple of weeks, so maybe you've already covered this story. But if not, our new Clark County Commissioner, Tick Sigerblom, you know, who we term limited in the Senate for state senator, now he's We really screwed up on that. Now he's going to be a county commissioner for about 12 years. Proposed a spending $500,000 over 2 years and securing a $100,000 Vera Institute to allocate special funding to the immigration clinic. It provides legal representation to county residents in immigration-related proceedings. In view of the four elderly people killed up in Reno, Carson City area by the 19-year-old illegal Hispanic guy, I wonder if if Clark County Commissioner Sigelbloom is going to keep going after $500,000 taxpayer money to help illegals become legal. On that story, Channel 8 chose to lead off their nightly news with a shooting in Chicago of one person in a mall rather than cover this story. When I called up the station manager, news director, he said, "Well, we're behind on that story. We're working on it." He said, "It'll be out later," which I don't recall ever seeing it. Channel 3 didn't cover it, to the best of my knowledge. Channel 13. So you know, here we got four people killed by an illegal in Carson City, Reno area, and our local news is avoiding it.
Well, and can I tell you something? The issue that I think is maybe more important, the four people that are dead, and by the way, there may be more. This guy might be a serial killer that has finally been corralled. The bigger story is going to be, what is the legislature going to do? Are they really going to push for sanctuary state status in the state of Nevada? Because otherwise, this guy would still be free. This guy would still be roaming the streets.
Not if you keep using your microphone to highlight this every time that somebody in Carson City brings it up, that they want to make us a sanctuary state. I would task you with that job, and Wayne Allen Root, to keep this story alive so that people know how bad this issue is, how many stories. How about the 29 people that were arrested a few weeks ago in North Las Vegas? Every one of those people, except one, had an Hispanic surname, and not one sentence said anything about what their status was. And they're all committing crimes of mayhem and I believe murder. You remember that story where they arrested 29?
Yep. Well, no, but say, hey, JD, here is the problem with that. And I have people come up to me all the time. You know, I was over at a Home Depot, and all these people were speaking Spanish. As if that means they have to be illegal aliens. Well, the fact is, that's not true. There are many Hispanics in our community who feel more comfortable speaking Spanish. I don't agree with that. I think you should adapt. You should learn English. You know, we've always talked about if you want to become a citizen. You know, you got to stand in, go to the back of the line, stay out of trouble, learn English, you know, those things that they make you do. Yeah, all of those things. And that's fine. But I do caution people when you say they had Hispanic surnames. There are people that are citizens that have Hispanic surnames. They do. They're not Smith or Jones anymore. And I would just caution JDU and everybody that when we see stories like that, okay, always be careful. Because I do. I mean, I have friends. I said, man, I was at the store and all these illegal aliens were there. Well, how did you know? They were speaking Spanish. And that just is not a good barometer. Mike, I'm going to give you the last word this hour. You're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, the thing, the reason why the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi don't want this wall and they're against all this other stuff is 75-80% of the people that work for her family and her husband up in the vineyard in California, they're all illegals. So if she made this wall, they'd have to pay American citizens a legitimate salary.
Wow. Yeah. So in other words, there's a personal interest on the part of Nancy Pelosi, is what you're telling me.
And the Democrats and some of the Republicans. The other thing I don't understand is all these radical Republicans getting in here. Aren't the Republicans supposed to vent these people?
Yeah. And by the way, the time you do that is during the primary. That's when we should be doing our vetting. In fact, I was talking about that the other night, speaking at the Active Republican Women of Las Vegas. I had a great time, by the way. Kimberly Fergus and Christina and the whole crowd was just really, really nice. Tiffany and all the people I met there was really fun. But one of the things I mentioned is that, you know, what we need to be doing is we need to be vetting these people during the primaries. You don't vet them during the general election. Otherwise, you end up with a deal where people were unable to hold their nose and vote for Dean Heller. That's how we lost Dean Heller. That's just one of the many reasons. And Dean Heller brought a lot of it on himself. But that's what happened. A lot of people just could not hold their nose and vote for Dean Heller. By the way, here's a friendly reminder. Valentine's Day just around the corner. Trust me, you do not want to forget Valentine's Day. So make sure you celebrate Valentine's Day at Ichabod's. On Thursday, February 14th, beginning, 3 p.m., you and your main squeeze can choose from veal marsala. I just love that, by the way. They do such a great job with veal marsala. A walleye, surf and turf, lamb chops, my personal favorite, succulent prime rib. Make sure you make your reservations now. Do not wait till the night before Valentine's Day. You might be too late, okay? So just make sure that you call for reservations. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. And tell them Kevin sent you. Coming up tomorrow on the program, Chuck Muth is embarking on something I talked about at the Active Women dinner the other night, the Active Republican Women. And it was that, you know, we need to vetting, but we also need to educate. We also need to teach. We need to coach candidates. And Chuck Muth has a boot camp for candidates coming up. We will talk extensively about that. If you know somebody that has been toying with the idea of running, whether it's school board or city council or assembly or state senator, you need to encourage them to get to this boot camp. This is gonna be big. That's gonna do it for today. I can't believe it. Thank you so much to our entire crew. You guys did a great job for me, as always. We'll do it again. Trust me, we'll do it again tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local, now. We can see. Why don't you tell your peace to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.